I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, June 16th. A pair of cat's eyes glows just above the northwestern horizon as darkness falls. The glowing eyes drop from sight in a hurry, and they'll drop even lower during the coming nights, before disappearing entirely in the evening twilight. The eyes are the stars Pollux and Castor. They mark the heads of the constellation Gemini. The stars are described as twins, but that's mainly because they're so close together. Pollux is actually twice as bright as Castor, which is close to its right. Like all the stars in the night sky, Pollux and Castor rise and set about 4 minutes earlier each day. They and the other distant stars return to the same point in the sky every 23 hours and 56 minutes. But during that time, Earth moves a little farther in its orbit around the Sun. So Earth has to turn a little bit longer for the Sun to return to the same spot. As a result, the entire background panorama shifts position from night to night. Gemini is at its best during winter, when it's in view for all or most of the night. In early spring, it's in view for about half the night. And now, as spring gives way to summer, only the twins remain in view, but not for much longer. They'll soon vanish from the evening sky once again, but they'll return to view a couple of months from now, this time in the dawn twilight, beginning another year-long circle across the night sky. Tomorrow, Gentlemanly Astronomy. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.